to the blessed, noble, and perfectly self-awakened one. And greetings to all of you who have come together to practice the Dhamma today and on this whole retreat. So I noticed how today in the morning you were out offering food to the monks on alms round and building generosity in that way. You've also taken the precepts already, and you've been sitting in meditation and cultivating the heart. So just in this one day, there's a lot of merit that you've been created. And this is something which you are able to take along with you as well. So merit is something that you can create any time in any place. It's not something that's constrained by time. And when you create merit, then the heart has peace. It can be well established and able to put down the sense of self. That this helps us to be abandoning the defilements and bringing the mind to brightness and clarity. It's really the normal state of our mind when we were born is one of brightness and clarity. But as we grow old, then the defilements come more and more into the heart. And so therefore we need to find a path to extract those defilements, to extract the ignorance, the craving, and the clinging from our hearts. So in order to do this, then we need this path of generosity, virtue, and meditation. And the last part, bhavana, meditation, it's the highest form of merit, it's the peak of merit. Because when we have cultivated our hearts already, then this will give us an inner coolness and peace and stillness. We'll be able to abandon the sense of self. And when we can do that, then the heart feels very light and joyful. So we should recollect the merit that we have been creating. It's like the merit just from this morning, that of generosity. Recollect that, recollect the virtue, recollect the cultivation, and do this very frequently. And so we do this also as a means to be developing the heart and lifting it up, making it higher. So really, to create merit, it's not just the offering of food, that we do that through the cleaning the dishes in the kitchen, or helping out, sweep and tidy up the monastery. That these are all forms of merit as well. That there are so many kinds of ways that we can be creating merit. And it depends on us which kind we choose. That some people enjoy washing the dishes, other people enjoy sweeping the grounds. So it depends upon our character and our temperament. So we have the opportunity in the space of a single day to be creating a lot of merit, to be helping out here or to be meditating, cultivating the mind, and this too is merit. So this merit is something that we're able to bring with us throughout not just this life, but into all our future lives as well. And when we recollect that merit, then the heart gets uplifted and joyful. And so there's rapture that appears. And if we recollect that very frequently, and use that as a practice, recollect the ways we've been generous, recollect the meditation that we've done, then this gives us happiness and ease in the heart. And if one day in the future you're feeling quite sad, there may be pain in the body, whether that suffering is a lot or a little, when you know how to meditate and you know how to fix the suffering in your heart, then when you experience that in your life, you can use that method, you can use your meditation practice to bring the heart up, to give it happiness and peace, and to reduce that suffering. So today is the 8th day of this retreat, and I rejoice in the goodness that you have been creating, and you've had many good teachers come and talk to you about the Dhamma. But if you receive this Dhamma already, but you don't take that and put it into practice, then you won't get results from that. But if you do practice it, then the results will appear within yourself. And so therefore, each day we should be creating merit, should be sitting in meditation. Maybe you can meditate just in the morning, maybe spend half the day meditating, or whenever you have the time to be meditating. And you feel that when you're meditating, then at that time, there's peace, there's joyousness in the mind. And so for people who are quite stingy, their meditation practice doesn't give them results, or if it does give results, it's not as good as if they didn't have that stinginess. So the generosity that we do helps a lot with our practice. And so some people say that they don't have the time to meditate, but if all of you have the time to breathe, then you have the time to practice. And so that's what some people said to Mpucha, that they don't have the time, and he asked, do you have the time to breathe? And if you do, then you have the time to be cultivating your mind. And this cultivation, bhavana, it's a lifting up, a growing, and bringing about stillness and goodness to the heart. And when we do that, then there's contentment and ease that appears within our hearts. When we've meditated, then this leads us to wisdom. And this wisdom is a thorough knowing of conditioned phenomena, and seeing how all forms and feelings, memory, all thoughts and sense consciousness, that these are not self. Or seeing how everything which is composed of elements, earth, water, fire and air, that one day when these aren't in a state of balance and harmony with one another, that we'll experience pain and sickness then, and they have to break apart as well. So when we practice meditation, then this will lead us to wisdom. So when you practice, may you be contemplating into this conditioned body, that it's something which is unstable, that arises, stays, and then ceases, that has change as its normal nature. So a way that's easy for us to see that is to just observe within ourselves, or the people around us. We can see how before our hair used to be black, and perhaps now it's going white. So see, it's not sure, something that's changing. Like before, the skin on this body was very smooth, but now it's turning wrinkly. And why is that? It's because it's something which is not sure, that changes. So if we contemplate in line with its truth, then we'll see its truth and we'll gain an understanding into this Dhamma. And seeing how these lives of ours are not sure. If we see that, then we won't wish to waste our time with too much involvement in the world. There's a lot of work, for instance. And some people think, well, I can't create merit, I can't meditate, I'm too young for that now. But this is them being heedless. It's this carelessness due to one's age, due to one's life. And really, merit is something that we can be creating all the time. So we should try to seek out the opportunity as well to be practicing, to be bringing our minds to peace. Because it's not the case that we are only able to be practicing or creating merit in only certain conditions. But really this is something that we can only do once in a while. It's something that we should try to do very frequently, to be generous, to be virtuous, to be cultivating our hearts frequently, giving rise to brightness, to peace. So that's really the meaning of cultivating merit, is a bringing about of buoyancy and brightness and peace. So today it's the eighth day, and you've listened to many teachers give you teachings on the Dhamma. So you should really put these into practice. And when you put these into practice for yourself, then you'll see results. Maybe one day you will know the Dhamma. That having practiced these teachings already, then we meet with happiness in our lives. So I rejoice in the results of all of the goodness that you've been doing throughout these 8 days. And may you have ease in your body, happiness in your heart. May you know the Dhamma of the perfectly self-awakened Buddha, this Dhamma that's been passed down through generations, right from the time of the Buddha down through to Ajahn Mun and Ajahn Chah and now Ajahn Anan. And so if you practice this Dhamma, then you will get results. And so I wish for all of you to sincerely practice this, and may you know the Dhamma and see the Dhamma.